with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. On the campaign trail today in Georgia, former President Donald Trump telling supporters his early primary victories in the campaign have been historic, despite media stories that question whether voters want the presidential election to become a rematch versus Biden.
They always like to equate me with this guy. Two very unpopular people are running for office. I said, why am I unpopular? I just knocked off 12 people in the quickest time that it's ever happened. I don't know if you know that. It's the fastest it's ever. It's never happened that way.
Mr. Trump says the Biden administration had to temporarily reverse its position on fossil fuel exploration.
If he would have left our policies in place and our policies on energy, now I will say he brought them back because he was getting killed, so he let him drill more. But as soon as this election were over, should the unthinkable happen, he will stop all of the drilling. He's only doing it because he was getting absolutely killed, so he went back to the Trump drilling.
President Biden, meanwhile, signing into law a package of spending bills approved by the Senate in time to avoid a shutdown of many key federal agencies. Also, at SRNnews.com, a new study says women remain underrepresented in state legislatures. In 10 states, women make up less than 25% of their respective state legislatures. Virginia, a member of Congress, Senator Patricia Rucker.
I do feel that it is a huge struggle to get our voices heard. And sometimes the reaction from some individuals are they don't think we should raise our voices too much. But the reality is we have to.
And this is SRN News. Republican Nikki Haley quoted the Holy Bible as she suspended her 2024 presidential campaign this week.
In her announcement speech, Haley ended her campaign with the same words she began it from the Old Testament book of Joshua.
Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for God will be with you wherever you go.
She also emphasized the need to bind together as Americans, urging the country to turn away from the darkness of hatred and division. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
An advisory panel recommends the Church of England should create a fund of $1.2 billion to address its historic links to slavery. That's 10 times the amount the church previously set aside. The independent oversight group established by the church said the original amount was insufficient compared to the actual wealth of the church. This is SRN News. Now, the Ospreys are back in the air.
U.S. Naval Air Systems Command on Friday announced the return of the Ospreys, which fly like an airplane and convert to a helicopter. Japan's defense minister says his nation will likewise return its Ospreys to flight status following an adequate analysis of the crash. Before clearing the Ospreys, U.S. officials said they put increased attention on its prop rotor gearbox, instituted new limitations on how it can be flown, and added maintenance inspections. The U.S. fleet was grounded December 6th, a week after a CV-22B Osprey crashed off Yakushima Island. Keith Peters reporting.
Police say armed men have broken into a schoolhouse in Nigeria and abducted 15 children early today. That attack comes just a week after 300 students were seized in a different part of the region. More details at SRNnews.com.